Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very, very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, marhaba, khush Indeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this new lovely series known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we discussed previously what is our purpose of creation in the light of the Quran and the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Undoubtedly, our purpose of creation is indeed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We also very beautifully previously discussed the excellences of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age when you are a young man, a young person, a young woman, whatever the case is, at that time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very, very great and is also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Subhanallah. We also discussed very beautifully how to gain the passion, the jazbah, the enthusiasm for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, very beautiful motivators we listen to. When it means, in other words, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which motivated us, the ayat of the Holy Quran, the sayings of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which motivated us to go and perform ibadat and to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. In the last episode, we were discussing the excellences of nawafil, of nafil ibadat, nafil worships, and particularly we also focused on tahajjud, which is a part of salatul layl. Subhanallah, we also explained what is tahajjud, that for tahajjud, sleeping is a condition that after salatul isha, you sleep, and then when you wake up, the salah you perform, that salah is called tahajjud salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully, we discussed some excellences of the Salatul Layl, the Tahajjud Salah, how it is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn when a person performs Nawafil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that person comes closer to me, subhanallah, to the extent that he becomes my beloved. When he asks me for something, I grant it to him. When he seeks refuge, then I also grant him refuge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We also discuss some very beautiful incidents and some very beautiful narrations of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Today, inshallah, we will be carrying on with the same topic with some more beautiful narrations, inshallah, which will enlighten your heart. And inshallah, it will give you the jazbah, the motivation, the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's all first make some good intentions, for indeed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make intentions such as, when I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the name of the sahaba, ikram, the tabi'een, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And likewise, inshallah, whatever I learn today, I will first and foremost try and instill those teachings in my life and lifestyle. I will try and act upon it and teach it to others as well, so that they may also benefit from these beautiful words of the saints of Islam, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Inshallah, I will listen to the entire discussion from beginning to end, inshallah, very, very attentively. And these good intentions you can make your intentions, inshallah. And let's start with today's topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Safwan bin Sulaym, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Due to standing for a very long period in his salah, he would make such a long qiyam in his salah that his blessed calves had become swollen. Allah, Allah, Allah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would worship in such abundance that even if it was said to him that tomorrow is the day of qiyamah, he would not be able to increase his worship anymore. In other words, he worshipped so much that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would not have any extra time to be able to increase his worship. If you come to know that tomorrow is the day of Qiyamah, how much will you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today, the entire day, the entire night, you will spend in ibadat. Because you know tomorrow is Qiyamah, everything is going to finish. The only thing that is going to help me is my worship, my good deeds. So today, how much time you will spend in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what ulama ikram mentioned, that if it was said to him that tomorrow is the day of Qiyamah, he would not be able to increase his ibadat anymore. I mean, already he was performing so much ibadat that he wouldn't have any extra time to increase his worship, to increase his ibadat. Allah, Allah, when winter would come, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would sleep on the roof so that the cold weather would keep him awake. And when summer would come, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would take rest in a room so that due to the heat and difficulty, he would not be able to sleep. Remember, this is those times when there wasn't any fans, you know, any air cons, any ACs, any coolers which will keep your room cool and fresh so you can sleep peacefully. No, no, no. It was those times. If it is hot and you go in your room, then you must know you are going to bear the heat. There's nothing which is going to fan you, which is going to give you cool air. Allah. So in winter, he would go on the roof. So the cold wind, the cold air would hit him directly and he wouldn't be able to sleep. And in summer, he would go in his room where it was extremely hot. He would feel the heat. And then he, because of the difficulty, he wouldn't sleep. And then he would perform ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, passed away in the state of sajda, in the state of prostration. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would often make dua, "Oh Allah Almighty, I would like to meet you. You also be pleased to meet me." Allah, Allah, subhanallah. "Oh Allah Almighty, I would like to meet you. You also be pleased to meet me." This is the excellence, the beauty that, you know, he used to make this dua, and look at the outcome. That subhanallah, when he left this world, he was in the state of prostration, of bowing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of putting his head in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, these are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Khawas rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned, he says, "We went to Rihla, a worshipping woman. She would fast abundantly and cry so profusely that she lost her eyesight. She would offer salah so abundantly that she was unable to stand. We made salam to her and then spoke about the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Almighty to her. So we spoke about the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Almighty so that the matter becomes easy upon her. Upon hearing this, she let out a scream and said, 'I know the state of my nafs. It has wounded my heart and tore it into pieces. By Allah, I wish that if only Allah Almighty had not created me and I was not something worthy of being mentioned.' Saying this, she engaged in salah again." Allah, Allah, Allah. Look just for a moment, look at these pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was as if they had this this sort of burden on their shoulders and their head that, you know, not even a second of mine should pass where I am negligent of my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where I am negligent of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, every moment should be in the ibadat and should be engrossed in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how they would live their life. I mean, look at the way they would speak about themselves. I know the state of my nafs, it has wounded my heart and tore it into pieces. I know I am filthy, I know I am dirty, I know my nafs is bad. I know my heart is bad, I know my mind is bad. Who is saying this? The pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way they would look at themselves as if they are the most, you know, the worst person, the worst being on this earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the taqwa, the fear which they had in their hearts. That despite performing so much ibadat, despite being so good at people, despite having such a high rank in the court of Allah, 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 they would still think as if they were nothing. Look at the words she would say, I wish that if only Allah Almighty had not created me and I was not something worthy of being mentioned. That means these are the personalities because of whom Allah Ta'ala has mercy on us. Allah Ta'ala sends us rain. Allah Ta'ala gives us beautiful fruits, vegetation, food, crops. Otherwise, our actions are such that we don't even deserve a single drop of water. Our actions are such we don't deserve anything. That is how filthy we are. The amount of sins we have done, the amount of disobedience we are committing, the amount of bad actions we are doing, bad deeds we have done. We don't deserve anything. It is only the sadaqah and the wasila of these pious personalities that Allah Ta'ala is showering upon us His blessings and His bounties. Subhanallah. Sayyida Mu'aza Adawiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala would say every day in the morning. This is mentioned in Ihya Ulum Sharif, summary of which, perhaps this is the day in which I am to die. Then she would not eat anything till the evening. When the night would fall, she would say, perhaps this is the night in which I am to die. Then she would keep offering salah till the morning. In the entire day she would fast, the entire night she would perform salah. Maybe this day I'm going to die, so when I die I should be in that state that I am fasting. Maybe this night I'm going to die, when I die I should be in that state that I am worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very excellent and beautiful narration, Sayyidina Qasim bin Rashid Shaybani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions, he says, Sayyidina Zama'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was in Muhassab. His wife and daughters were also along with him. He got up in the night and offered salah till late. When the time of Sehri arrived, he loudly proclaimed, O the travelers of the caravan camping at the night, will you stay asleep all night long? Will you not get up and travel? So those people got up instantly. Crying was heard from one corner and supplication was heard from another. The voice of reciting the Quran was heard, and on the other hand, someone would be performing wudu. Means everyone got busy in ibadat. When the morning arrived, he loudly proclaimed, people consider it good to travel during the day. Allah, 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 subhanallah. That yes, you are traveling, you are doing things, but wake up in the night. Wake up at that time and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just some examples which I presented in front of you of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal Sharif, subhanallah, very, very beautiful, that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated on the day of judgment. When the fasting people will exit from the graves, they will be recognized with the smell of fasting. For them will be dining mats and containers of water, which will be sealed with musk. They will be told that eat, because you were hungry due to fasting in the world. Drink, because you were thirsty due to fasting in the world. Rest, because you were tired due to fasting in the world. Thus, they will eat and drink, whereas people will be indulged in the difficulty of accountability and thirst. These people who used to fast, who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who used to keep roza. Remember, we are not only focusing on the salah as nafil ibadat. No, even fasting can be done voluntarily. We fast in the month of Rajab, in the month of Shaban, in the month of Muharram. We fast throughout the year on these auspicious days. the 10th of Muharram, the 15th of Shaaban, 27th of Rajab. You know, these days which have a good history in Islam, a great history in Islam, a great significance in Islam, we fast on those days. These are all nawafil. Many people fast every Monday following the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, all of this are your voluntary fasts. Are your nawafil ibadat. It will also be considered as nafil ibadat. Subhanallah, Sayyida Umme Umara radiallahu ta'ala anha states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to me and I presented food to him. To which he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "You to eat." I humbly replied, "I am fasting." So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as long as food is being eaten in front of a fasting person, the angels keep supplicating for his, means the fasting person's, forgiveness. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was having breakfast. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Oh Bilal, have breakfast." Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, main roze se hu, I am fasting." So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "We are eating our sustenance and Bilal's sustenance is increasing in Jannah, is increasing in paradise." Subhanallah. "Oh Bilal, do you know that as long as something is being eaten in front of a fasting person, his bones perform tasbih, subhanallah, and angels supplicate for his forgiveness." Subhanallah, subhanallah. What beautiful excellences mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, 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 subhanallah. This is the excellence of ibadat. Fasting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the excellence of nafil ibadat. Fasting is also a form of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping roza, you know, keeping your nafil fast, performing nafil salahs, all of this. What beautiful motivations they are. That, you know, you are keeping your nafil fast, and people are eating, not necessary everyone is going to be fasting on a Monday, not necessary everyone is fasting on the 15th of Shaban, for example. So you are fasting and someone is not fasting, he ate in front of you. So Allah, look at the reward. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that his bones perform tasbih and angels supplicate for his forgiveness. The angels are asking for your forgiveness. Who are angels? That creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are masooms, innocent. They are sinless, they cannot commit a sin. Angels and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are masoom, totally innocent, sinless. When the angels make dua of your forgiveness in the court of Allah, subhanallah, what beautiful rank are you given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. And remember, one of the forms of ibadat is also reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't think that only your salah and your roza are nafil ibadat. No, there are many, many forms of nafil ibadat, nafil worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your sadaqah you give, nafil sadaqah is also ibadat. Yes, your nafil hajj you are performing, your umrah which you are performing is also ibadat. Nafil salah is also ibadat. Your nafil fast is also ibadat. Reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also ibadat. Feeding food to a miskin is also ibadat. Saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, this is also ibadat. There are so many forms of ibadat. Subhanallah, reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such an excellent ibadat. Very beautifully, our leader Sayyidina Imam Ghazali mentions in Mukashifatul Qulub, he mentions there was an individual who would not send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wouldn't recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one night he was blessed to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not pay any attention towards him. So the men said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you upset with me?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No." The men asked, "Then why? Why don't you look towards me?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because I do not recognize you. Allah Allah. The men said, O Prophet, how do you not recognize me when I am a member of your ummah? And the scholars state that you recognize the members of your ummah more than a mother recognizes her child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the scholars have spoken the truth. However, you do not remember me by means of reciting salat, and no doubt I recognize the members of my ummah in accordance to the amount of salat they send upon me. Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the man woke up, he vowed, he took a qasam, he vowed to send 100 salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. Thus, he made it a habit to send 100 salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. After some time, he was blessed to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I recognize you now and I will intercede for you as well. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Look how beautiful it is mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now I recognize you, now I will intercede for you, inshallah. This is also ibadat. Why only 50 times? Why only 100 times? Increase it 313, 712, 1000, 1500, 3000. Your entire day spent by reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will see that spiritual connection. You will see that spiritual link with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, ibadat, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not only your salah and roza. No, there are many forms of nawafil, many forms of nafil ibadat, which you can perform for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this intention that inshallah, I will start reforming myself. I will start rectifying myself. If you weren't waking up for tahajjud, make an intention of waking up for tahajjud. You weren't keeping nafil fast, make an intention of keeping nafil fast. Yes, you have to keep the fast of Ramadan. That is fard. Make intention of nafil fast, inshallah. The fast of Shawwal, the fast of Shaban, of Muharram, of Zulhijjah, of any other blessed month, of every Monday, inshallah. Every Thursday as well. Make good intentions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The more intentions you make, the more reward you will attain. Make intentions. If Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, don't only think you paid your zakat, that's all. No, give sadaqah, give lillah, help the needy, help the poor, feed other people. This is also ibadat. Do good deeds, earn good deeds, take du'as from people. Inshallah, you will see your life will start changing and everything will start becoming beautiful and wonderful around you. Subhanallah. With these few words, we do come to the end of our beautiful silsila for today, and we do mention that, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you will lose everything. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Remember, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you always happy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.